It's Mark Husson's Astrology Hour. Time for you to expect something wonderful.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome. This is Mark Husson. This is my Astrology Hour coming to you live on Monday, March 22nd. Javi and Duncan are saying hi in the background. We have so many big things happen and so many things coming up. So what I want you to do is consider the sticking with me and come over to the chat room if you can. So let's get there by going over to 12radio.com. And clicking the chat link on the left hand side, and let's dive in and see what's happening in the world. I'm gonna do that with you, because that's how I get your very experience. So let's see, 12radio chat, and then we're going over to there we go, and then you scroll down and you'll see that Jay has put up my banner. Thank you, Jay. Jay and Carolyn just had a great show. I hope you get to tune into them in the mornings. It's so nice to listen in before my show, get warmed up. They take questions. They answer some tough questions and some things that I think are everyday questions that people would love to hear. Come on down, click the comments button. You have to mess around with it so you can view all comments. But when you do, you will see Maureen. Hi, Maureen. Welcome. And Laura, welcome. She said, good morning, Mark and friends. Happy Monday. Happy Earth Day. Happy first night of Passover. Yeah, you have not missed anything except happy day before the full moon and 3 days before Mercury goes direct. Yeah, all those things. So happy Earth Day for sure. So it's so exciting. There's so much going on. Lynn Goldberg's in the house. Thanks, Lynn. Good to have you here. It is pre-Scorpio full moon day. She beat me to it. Hi, Esther. Welcome. Penny, good to see you. My Uranus and Jupiter conjunction in the 11th with natal Jupiter. Scorpio moon will be in the 5th. Lots of group meetings, including 3 this week. You already figured it out. I love it. And that's not all, I bet. There's more to come. So let's do take a minute. Happy Earth Day. It's interesting. Did they know that Earth Day was going to be in the Taurus season, really? Did they know that? Did the whoever figured it out? Am I so naive as to believe that they don't look at astrology? I don't know. It just seems pretty absolutely cool that it's the Taurus season. Like, we're done with Aries. We're in the middle part of the season of spring. 3 signs per season. Aries, Taurus, Gemini. And so here we are, and happy birthday, Tauruses everywhere. Don't you all forget your Taurus friends. You know how they are about their stuff. I love it. Okay, now, I got to pull these glasses off. Hang on. I put my headphones on while I had my glasses on, and these glasses wrap around the back of my head. So I'll explain later. It's like Earth Day in the middle of Taurus. I love it. Not even, it's the beginning of Taurus. So it's a day to take a minute and really think about the element of Earth, also the planet Earth. Netflix has a new series out with Cate Blanchett narrating. The photography just is kind of like, these people are underrated. I'm sorry. I don't know how the hell they're doing it. It's time lapse, some of it, but it's moving time lapse. So you're actually following the leaf grow. It's crazy. I mean, I don't know. It's amazing. Technology is amazing. There's a lot to consider about Earth Day and being in Taurus, because being in Taurus means you're in a fixed sign. You're in a fixed part of the season. And this is the sign that is supposed to stabilize us, to bring us into a certain kind of like, okay, the excitement of spring has come. You know, it kind of, you blink and it's over, right? So the first part of spring is here. It already left. Now we're in the middle. And every time, you know, you got to remember every sign, like now we're in Taurus, at some point we should experience a Taurus new moon, and we should experience a Taurus full moon, which is technically a Scorpio full moon, because a full moon means that the moon is in the opposite sign. So you're going to get one of each. The full moon is coming up this tomorrow. And so a lot of precipice feeling, a lot of things like we're on the edge of something new. Now, we talked a lot about the Jupiter-Uranus thing. I want to talk to you about that too, to see if you're noticing a change in, and I'm going to call it the zeitgeist, if you're noticing a change in climate. I think there was a big change in Mike Johnson. For those of you that follow politics, for those of you that don't, go look it up. I'm not getting into it, but there were epiphanies that we did not expect that happened on Saturday. And whether you like that or not is not why we're here. To observe, to notice, and to make note of the changes. Jupiter and Uranus meet every 14 years in a different sign, in the same sign, but only every, this is the last time this one happened was 1941. You can listen to last week's show if you want to get into details about it. But it was to prevent an invasion. Okay? So really interesting stuff. I'll let you all sew it together, but that's why I say personal life, look at that. See how your head is changing, because I can't imagine that something happens big in the world that doesn't mean that it affected your life personally. It does, usually. Usually we change when we hear stuff like that. There's either a sigh of relief, tension building, and there's still tension building. There's still wars all over the world, but there's also the big Israel-Gaza war that it's not really, well, I guess it is a war against terrorism, but that's happening. And so there is that kind of change. And Uranus is sort of saying that. Uranus is the one saying, we need to break this stuff up. We need to get this shift happening. And Jupiter is saying, let me help. Let's get some inspiration behind it. Let's get some jubilance behind it. Let's get some religion behind it sometimes. Let's get some optimism behind it. And where that lands in your chart, which was 22-ish degrees, 21 degrees of Taurus. Look for where that is in your chart. Because the concept of Taurus now is coming into play, and we need to understand Taurus. Okay. I know I make fun of Tauruses. I make fun of every sign for the record. So there's people not listening to me now because they got offended. Lots of Virgos and Aquarians sort of walked away. But they don't walk away without letting me know. It's cute. So I don't get to answer it, but it's sort of like, you know, you offended me. You're an ass. Bye. Screw you guys, I'm going home. And so there is that. But if you stick with it, if you kind of quit identifying so deeply with your sign and really just sort of use it as part of the map to understand who you are, I think you do, you'll fare far better. And you won't forget your sense of humor, which I think is happening in the world. I think comedians are terrified. Comedians are scared. Rightfully so, because they get attacked for making fun of things that they find obvious. And, you know, now we have everyone's so fragile, the balance, we have to correct it. Oh, I didn't mean it. And it's like, okay, so you all figure that out for yourselves. I have my thoughts about it that I'll share periodically, but basically you have to find your sense of humor and you have to learn to keep it. And that's, again, Taurus, it's like the senses, feeling where you are. What was the motive? What's the intent? What's happening here? Now, being offended, and we're in the Scorpio full moon tomorrow, so I want to talk about this. Being offended, can I say it one more time? Is kind of like an important button that got pressed in you. And it's a choice you're about to make. Now, I find being offended a defense mechanism against wanting to hear the truth. You know, okay, here's an example. You're having an argument. I used to have an argument with my family. And I was making a really brilliant point, and they were being such assholes. They were being so narrow-minded and so constricted. And this is a Scorpion topic, so this is good. And I would say the F word. You know, like, it doesn't effing matter. And all of a sudden the conversation stops and it's like, I can't believe you just said that word. And now we're on that topic, right? So the whole, my brilliant point gets hijacked for offense. I've been offended. I can't talk to you now. Granted, I get offended, but it's important to try to process this stuff through the idea. And I've learned a lot, and I wasn't always like this. I've kicked people out of my house for their political views. I mean, I'm horrifying as a person. Really, I'm terrible. I'm learning. But I've learned to breathe a minute here and say, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. What's so got up you? What's this happening to you? Use it as what you feel is being threatened. Use it as what you feel is being attacked. Because if you feel something is attacking you, you sure as hell must believe it's attackable in you. And that then lands on you not being pretty much aware of what of your defenses and being present for the part of you that got hurt. Usually anger and defense is a hurt. You hurt me. You hurt my feelings. That hurts. And I can't do anything but leave now. I have to go leave because I get to be the special one. I get to be the one who gets to be wounded. And then I don't have to think beyond what the topic is. I don't have to think beyond what the truth is. I don't have to play the game anymore because I really can't. So my hurt is what I'm taking out, taking me out of the equation. Very interesting thing to think about under a Scorpio. Because what is Scorpio then? If Taurus is all about the body, it's earthbound, it's fixed. So I want you to, this is then going to be a conversation about opposites, because opposites are amazing in astrology. You want opposites. What's really hard in astrology is what we call squares, but hard between two people, but probably the deepest lessons are learned. In an opposite, in Taurus, I want you to try to picture this. Taurus is earth. Scorpio, its opposite, is water. Does that sound incompatible, water and earth? It sure isn't. Now, it is capable of creating mud, that's true, but it's also capable of creating bricks and mortar and things to build. So opposites do really good, and they have the potential to bring the full power of themselves and the full power of the opposite and make something even greater than just the individual piece. That's the beauty of opposites. It really is. But let's understand what makes them opposite. Like, if you think about it, we'll go through a couple of them. The difference between earth and water is one is of the body, one is of the emotions. Taurus is using senses, like, what's my body feel like? I get a gut reaction to that. Water is taking the shape of the container that it's in, and it's dealing with unconsciousness. Like, I got to go look at how that felt. I got to use this. And then what happens with water when it's in a fixed sign is it has to stay with it. This is why Scorpios get obsessed. Like Taurus has to stay with their body, and they won't budge until they get the answer from their body. So when you're, if you know a Taurus who's very fast and fast talking, you trust me, they're wonderful people. Everyone's a wonderful person, but that particular Taurus is in denial of that sensation part. And it could be a wound. It could be a hurt. But that Taurus is not going in there. You'll find it somewhere else that they're doing it, that they're getting it. Like, I knew a weightlifter who wouldn't shut up. Always talking, always blah, 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 blah. And it's so not Taurus. Like, I'm telling you, Tauruses don't like to do that typically. But if you find a Taurus like that, what you found is either a very strong Mercury, which is very possible, but also you found possibly some wounding as a child in a parent afraid that their child was slow. A slow learner, because the Tauruses are so kinesthetic. So again, underscoring the importance of being a parent who understands astrology in a good, healthy way. But also now take that. So Tauruses like stay until they stay with something until the answer comes out. And I've told you this a million times. in order to get my Tauruses to change, I used to plant the seed. This might be the better way. And they go, no, I like what I'm doing. And then you just go, okay, no problem, no problem. Don't push. And then give it a week. And they'll come back likely to say they had this idea that wasn't theirs in the first place. But they had this idea that they're going to try this. And you're like, okay, good. Leos do that too. Like, give them an idea. And 2 weeks later, they're like, I had this great idea. It's like, you did. That's good. Okay. Now, so Scorpio, same thing. When you see Scorpio get this feeling, get this sensation, get this idea. Now, they have to translate that into the mind. And the mind is kind of crazy in Scorpio. I'm putting everything in quotes. But it goes, oh, I think you're right. That is that. We have to figure that out. And then it's sort of like you see Scorpio staying with something to the very end. That's, you know, that's that reputation they get about being obsessive, about creating revenge. I waited. I have a lot of Scorpio in me, admittedly. I waited 4 years to finally pull the plug of revenge. It's evil. It is. But it felt freaking good. And I don't have guilt about it because, you know, to me, I've had time to sort all that through and come to the, like, what happens with Scorpio is they think of everything. They think of every side, every effect, every whatever. And it was, to me, if somebody broke into my home, knock wood, if I had a gun, I don't know that I could do it. I don't think I could. My mind would go, God, they didn't mean to. Maybe, or maybe that's somebody's child, or maybe they're on drugs, or you could end their life. And I don't know that I could do it. So spur of the moment for fixed signs isn't like the best thing. Now I know how to act in emergency. I'm not afraid of stuff in emergency and things like that where it might cost somebody their life. I don't know. It freaks me out. I might end their life, even though they were coming to get mine. I don't know. I mean, I know there's people who go, you're crazy. Pull that damn trigger. They're in your home. I have too much investment in feeling the lineage of who they are and where they came from. I don't know. Okay. So anyway, water. So water with the emotional part, earth, with the body part. And you've got a full moon tomorrow. That means that the earth is going to be in the middle. The moon's going to be on the one side, the sun's on the other, and we're going to get to see the full face of the moon in full brightness. It's a true phenomenon energetically. The water is magnetic. It pulls up. The tides are high. Our water in our body is reacting. I mean, stuff is out and it's in Scorpio. And what is Scorpio asking of you? Well, I think what Scorpio is asking for every part of us, wherever it is in your chart, whether you have a planet in there or not, you have a house, an aspect of Scorpio in you. We'll also talk about Pluto here coming up. But you have an aspect of Scorpio in you that needs to uncover your truth, that needs to look at the reflection of who you are and make some decisions about it. Even if it's just feel it. It's the whole Medusa myth where Perseus could only look at Medusa in a reflection because she had the face of horror. I mean, there's a couple of myths, one that she was raped by Poseidon and that was the face that got frozen and it was just terrifying. And you have to get into the terror part of it to realize that in us, and the way we've anchored our world and the way we act every single day is based on a series of successes and fears that we have put together. Or failures, but fears of failure that we cover up and we move forward just to be able to exist every day. You know, there's a clock that ticks. This is the sad part about our life. There's a clock that ticks. And we think, I got to get to work. I got to do this. There's no time to fix stuff. There's no time to indulge. If you have the time, then you need the money. If you want to get like a professional kind of help, but it's hard to figure this stuff out. So because it's moving fast. You have friends, you have family. Let's go. We got to get, to school. Got to get this, got to do this person. So there's no time to do a lot of introspection unless you use the metaphor that the people around you are part of your inner world. And what's happening to you is a reflection that you can use to see what's happening on the inside. So if you get offended, it's not what they said. We should be able to say anything. If you're offended, like hurt, butt hurt about something somebody says to you, and I'm talking in the most generic sense, then there's a Velcro part of it inside of you. And it's your opportunity to take a look. And that's what Scorpio is saying. Only it pushes a little hard. This full moon for some of you is like, might be like pulling teeth. So I want to talk about the energy of it overall, the energy structure of it, because the ruler of Scorpio, which is Pluto, is part of this full moon. It's raging a sense of like you getting this. It's really pushing hard. If you haven't had time to read The Power Peak, I suggest you do. CA wrote a lovely, lovely piece on Monday. I got letters about it. If you're not signed up, I suggest you do over at one, just go 12house.com and get on the mailing list. If you unsubscribed, I kind of want to punish you for that. So I'm not going to give you the password. La, la, la. I get to do that under a Scorpio full moon. Okay, so... All right, I'll be nice. Earth is the password, all lowercase. Go to markhusson.com. Earth is the password. And do sign up. Use your sense of well-being. It helps us a lot to understand how we're doing. It's how we get feedback. So tomorrow the full moon occurs. It happens at about, it's in the afternoon, so you may actually feel this one. It's 4:49, I believe, on Pacific time, right? So you can figure that out. Now, Pluto is also at this, like, so the moon is at 4, the sun's at 4, Pluto's at 2. That's 2 degrees. Notice 4, 4, 2. 2 is 2 points down from 4. And it's in another fixed sign. So when the fixed signs are in compatible elements, when it's earth and water, that's called an opposition. When an incompatible element comes along, like air, which earth and fire do not play well with air, then it calls its full attention over to the air sign, which is Pluto, the ruler of Scorpio. And what Pluto does in Aquarius, because it's in Aquarius, what Pluto does there is Pluto asks for the truth of whatever sign it's in, because that's what Scorpio does. It looks for the truth. That's why I'm saying you have to look inside to see what the truth is for you and sort of do some layer work, like get, uncover it. What you think is the truth may not be the truth. Keep going, keep talking about it. Keep, you know, peeling away the layers. And guess what? When you get to the truth, nothing changes. Isn't that like, doesn't that suck? When you get to what is happening, when you understand why you're afraid of the dark, you still probably going to be afraid of the dark. But the understanding offers a chance at what? Self-forgiveness. I'm not an idiot. I have a reason I'm afraid, and I'm honoring it. Case closed. It's that easy. You don't have to change anything. You're not doing this to be a better person. You're doing this stuff to be a happier person. Happy people naturally beget happy people. It spreads. So to me, in my personal opinion, there's no big scoreboard in heaven. Like, oh, he got through that one. Good for him. Good for him. We're not being tested. All that stuff that a lot of you believe, good for you. I'm not dissing it. I am saying I don't. You're either loved or a part of a loving source or you're not. There's no working toward that again. There's just remembering and being a part of it. And that's okay. That's just me. Don't shoot the messenger. All right. Now, I'm going to check on y'all because I know I'm feisty today. But today's a Libra moon, right? It's in my 12th house, so I get to be. That's understanding the dark. That's understanding why you're afraid of the dark. I understand why I'm a little, you know, I can tell the tone today. All right, let's see how y'all are doing. Hey, Patricia, welcome to the room. Quelly, thanks for being here. Lori Love's in the house. Eva, hi, Mark. I'm Scorpio, Moon in, wait a minute, I'm Scorpio with Moon in Virgo, five planets in Scorpio. High fiving you, Eva. I love that energy. That's somebody you never are going to get over. Like, she sees everything. And how she works, in her best moments, I'm talking about you in the third person, Eva, forgive me. In your best moments, you're cleaning up the environment and the world around you, not the environment world, but the world around you, and living, you know, the life you want to live and the integrity that you know is there. In your worst, it's when all of that is turned on you. So good for you. Keep it aimed outward. Take a minute every once in a while when you're gentle and kind and look in, and always remember, correction just means observation. It doesn't mean doing anything. you asked for this lecture. I'm sorry. Jennifer Luxby Dove's in the house. Happy Earth Day. Welcome. Maya, thanks for being here. Charlene, what a bright, energetic day. Natal Jupiter and Taurus. Oh, you have a natal Jupiter and Taurus at 16 in the ninth house. Dusty, my house and humming. Oh, happy day. Woo! I love it. Charlene, you're contagious. Morina. How are you? Good to see you. Traveling to London tomorrow. What? During a full moon conjunct my Uranus in the fifth. She said fun. I think you just defined it perfectly. And I'm now Scorpio jealous. Hey, Renee. Good morning. Lynn. Oh, my God, Mark. You're so funny. It keeps me laughing. Oh, thank God. I'm glad there's a Scorpio who's laughing with me. Thank you. Okay. So, that's happening tomorrow. What are you going to do today about it? What do you get to do today about it? Well, today, all I want you to do with me energetically, open up to the energies of the full moon today. Now it's in Libra right now. It'll be in Scorpio tomorrow. Like, it's early. It's at 4:00. And just like, okay. So in the old days, the ritual for the full moon was at that moment of the full moon, you're ready to release everything that you've been carrying, all the burdens of your life. Because the full moon is the very last conception of receiving light. Like the minute of the full moon, right after that, it starts getting dark again, just like daylight savings time and the equinoxes and all that. Okay, like at the longest day of the year, the next day, it goes back again. Time just weird to me, man. Okay, so the moment of the full moon, why not get ready? And it's at 4:49 p.m. Pacific time, so at 5 o'clock, whatever, Pacific. Have an affirmation of release. What are you letting go of? What do you want to let go of? And here's one more thing. A brilliant way to manipulate the universe, because we are smarter than the universe. Har-har. But it is, for me, I say, let me release the blocks I have to gratitude. Because to me, that's my salvation. If I can have gratitude, if I can remember gratitude, I'm good. I'm good. I don't ever want to be in those moments, and I have them, where I'm not grateful for anything. Where I don't feel it, where I can't touch it, where I feel neglected or hurt or abandoned, or I go back in the past and think, why didn't they encourage me? Blah, blah, blah. Blame is just so ridiculous. Conscious, it's fun. It's fun to blame. I love blaming. But you can't blame with any level of seriousness. You can't. Because then you're playing victim. You're not assuming you're driving the car. This curve hits you in the road. And even though somebody made the curve or cut the curve, you have to deal with what's in front of you. You can go to the why, what, blah, blah. You deal with what's in front of it. Yes, and it's terrible. Some things are just awful. There's no question about it. Some things are just awful. But if you can find your gratitude, eventually, if you can find that gratitude, sometimes it's just the one little omen of hope that the train at the end of the track isn't. I mean, at the light at the end of the tunnel isn't a train. Okay, so for the full moon in Scorpio, you have to acknowledge the depth and struggle of your life. Look, it's not about Pollyanna for me, ever. I think every day, every night, some of the I can't shake fears that will occur to me. I just can't. Sometimes it's like middle of the night. Oh my God, you're getting old. But you can use times. You can use things like full moons to have great compassion for what you're carrying. Great compassion. That's what this is about. Your life isn't easy. It never will be. You'll have moments. That's what we're fighting for, right? To me, that's what I'm saying. What else is there to fight for but your happiness? What else is there? Somebody else's? Sure. That might make you happy. That's fine. It doesn't matter. This isn't a quiz. This is the thing about the thing that is most important that we find for ourselves is some place of hope, a piece of light. And for me, that's gratitude. Because if I can be grateful, then I know I'm still remembering the importance of what's around me or the grace my life has given me at times when I didn't feel there was any. So that's our job under the Scorpio moon. And that's why this talk is scorpionic in a sense, because it's trying to pierce through the layers of our everyday just to get to a point where you can go, it's okay. See, we all think it's like fixing something. I think it's easy to get into that. Well, and that's what affirmations are for. And it's we're trying to pump it up and God bless you. That's awesome. But you can also come in from another angle, which is nothing needs fixing. I just need to stop seeing it as broken all the time. And it can change things a little bit. It can lighten you up a little bit, even though it looks like you're going in the depth of depth. Like, oh God, I'm seeing all this stuff. Or pick a moment in your life where you cringe at your embarrassment. I have about 2,000 of them. You cringe in embarrassment. Pick one and wash that baby up. Forgive it. Hug it. Get over it already, right? That's kind of the thing. It's bringing a sense of, okay, so what? So what? Now the world thinks I'm an idiot. So what? I still have to take care of my kid. I still have to get up in the morning. I still have to make somebody happy, at least, you know, or make somebody miserable and happy that they're not in my life. So that's what a full moon can do for us. That's what a full moon in Scorpio can do for us. All right, I'm going to check in on you guys. And listen, there's I want to talk about the retrograde. I'll get into the whole week ahead. I do want to tell you that at 12listen.com, where we have readers, we're going to have an extraordinary flash sale, meaning that it'll be 2 hours long, but it'll be extraordinary. But you need to be on the mailing list to get the announcement. That you do have to get on the mailing list. So get your butts over to 12house.com and just get on the mailing list and then look for the confirmation in your email box. Now, if you forward any of our emails to other people and they think it's not you and they unsubscribe, it unsubscribes you. So that might be why some of you don't get your subscriptions anymore, but do sign up. All right, I'm going to check on you, see how you're doing. I have to sip here. I'm going to mute and sip some coffee. Oh, yeah, that is so good. Okay, John makes the best coffee. I'm not kidding. Okay, I'm hitting refresh. Coming in for the kill. Let's see. Comments and view all. All right, let's see how y'all are doing. Eva, thank you. Okay, Karen, happy Monday. Happy Monday marking everyone, Scorpio and Neptune in the fifth. So Scorpio at Neptune and Scorpio in the fifth. Okay, so the full moon's hitting your fifth, children. Fun, like Marina. This is great. I love it. Okay, so we're going to go through it a little bit. We will go through it. Yeah, there's not a lot of comments. Thank you, guys. That's okay. I just want to make sure that I'm hitting a mark with you guys. Oh, love that pun. All right. So, somebody wrote here, Saturn in Scorpio, Scorpio in the 12th. I think you guys are kind of posting but missing being in the room. It's weird. I understand. So Saturn in Scorpio, I have Saturn in Scorpio 2, Scorpio in the 12th. So in the 12th, it's really interesting. I just read this about Saturn in Scorpio in the 12th. Isn't this funny that you guys tend to see resolution in others, like out here, like things. It was really an interesting read about like how Saturn and Scorpio people may have people that get put in jail, but they see the resolution. Like it was talking more about like, being there for them. It was just a weird article. I don't even want to try to recall it while I'm here. But anyway, if Scorpio in the 12th, when you're alone, when you're looking at your own thoughts, it can be very scary, but that Saturn gives you this sort of bridge, this foundation at which to look at your stuff really clearly, a lot of times without judgment. And Saturn also can get projected in the 12th, so you might look at other people in a sort of judgmental way, which is a great cover for the judgments you're holding on yourself. So take a look at that. And just in case you're doing that, otherwise, it's great to have Saturn in the 12th. It's sort of like the burden of it is sort of hidden from view. Hi, Anne. Good to have you here in the house. Okay. So let's take a look at this week. Here, I have it here. One sec. Oh, goodness. So the Pluto square with the full moon, what I want to just give you some advice. If Pluto is squaring, so if you, for example, wherever the Scorpio is for you, like if it's in your fifth house, so then it would be the Pluto would land in the eighth most likely, and so that presents the square would land in the eighth. I don't know how to give it to you in plain English very easily, and that means that basically the battle is between it's an intimacy battle, and it could be a sexual battle, but the battle is a good one. It's sort of like if you're gonna, it's sort of saying keep personal things personal, keep your privacy with yourself, and you know you don't have to share all your secrets. You can sort of uncover, you can be discretionary, you're allowed to be that way. That's an example, something, a thought that just occurred to me with that placement. So anyway, as we go through the week, I just want to give you this. So the Mercury is stopping in its tracks on Thursday. It's no longer moving backwards as of Thursday at 5:54 a.m. Now, the weird thing about Mercury, now this has been a fabulous Mercury retrograde for me. And look at the world. I'm telling you, if you guys have any doubt that Mercury retrograde has some good, and if some bad things happened, like I had a friend, his house just flooded, I'm pretty darn sure we're going to hear some happiness at the end of that road with insurance, etc. I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure. And it sort of points to what are you not paying attention to sometimes. But anyway, it was a fabulous one for me. And things kind of, did anything break? I mean, the hose nozzle broke. My plants lived through a frost. Was there something else? I'm trying to think. There was something else that broke. No, the bank. Broke the bank. It was a fabulous one for me, actually. I feel so many breakthroughs happened under this retrograde. I celebrate them. I invite you to do the same thing. It's not as hard as you think. We have such an addiction to paying attention to bad things. It's like it would not hurt you to flip it just by a choice. You know, trust is a choice, right? You choose to trust. You choose to not trust. You might have reason to do either, but you choose. You could choose to enjoy a Mercury retrograde. Just make it a choice. You could choose to celebrate them with an exuberance like it's an eclipse. You could, and you wouldn't be dancing in a crazy farm. It would be real. It would be, you'd have reason to celebrate. And things could still happen, just like during an eclipse. It's like, or during, you know, you hit the lottery and you're so happy, but, you know, you had a car accident on the way to get the money. You wouldn't blame the lottery winnings. I mean, it wouldn't be necessarily be an omen. So that happens on Thursday. But one thing that does happen that isn't fun to me, for me, is that it stops moving. So Thursday can feel a little wonky. Like, that's all. That's the worst. That's the worst of it. No matter what y'all are doing, no matter what you're playing with, no matter what signatures you're signing, it's all okay. It just might feel wonky because Mercury's not moving. Like, whenever a planet is that coming out of its backwards motion, it sort of needs some recovery time. It's in ICU or whatever it would be, recovery, the OR, recovery room. And so give it some time on Thursday. If you notice that, now Thursday could be the most amazing day, and guess what you'll be? You'll be the astrologer who says, you know what? Whenever Mercury stations and doesn't move, that's a day to celebrate. That's when I want all this money. That's what, whatever it is. But that's how you learn it. I'm just giving you from my experience, even though it's vast and eternal. I know you are laughing. Okay. Then, okay, so we had the Scorpio moon happening tomorrow. It goes into Scorpio at 8:20 in the morning, and it hits its full moon point at 4:49 p.m. It's going to be Scorpio all day Wednesday, Scorpio all day Thursday, until it goes into Sag that evening. And then it's in Sag for the entire weekend. Sunday it changes about, well, we'll wake up to a Capricorn moon on Sunday. Wasn't I just doing a show with you on the Capricorn moon? I mean, did I not just say it's a sober Capricorn moon? I feel like we did get hijacked. We are in a time warp. I'm the only one that's recognizing it, and I need to figure it out to save the ship and everyone on it. So just telling you. But it's Capricorn again Monday. Figure it. All right, so the idea is to find the Scorpio part in your house, the house it's in. So again, all this is doing is bringing attention to this house, the moon. It's only a couple days long. It does it every month. Only we have a little activating point in there. And so the opposite of the house, I'm telling you. So we have to look at the first and seventh. If it lands in your first house or your seventh house, that axis is the axis of like me and we. So we're going to do this very superficially, but it has very deep meaning to it. So the issue for you, if the moon is in your first and your seventh, it's me and we. The issue will be that. See if you can figure that out. Okay, so in the second house, it's the Taurus-Scorpio opposite house. It's my stuff or my feelings. Okay, like just see how that resonates and figure that out. Like my stuff, what makes me feel secure or what makes me feel safe. Even though those sound similar, we're talking about one's an emotional response, one's a physical response. See if you can tell the difference and see how that axis affects you. Money and money from others is another way to look at it. The third house is the opposite of Sag and Gemini, or my personal communication with siblings, my neighbors, my neighborhood, my books that I read, magazines, and boom, religion, the opposite, religion, world travel, foreign countries, hopes, wishes, and ideals. Even though that's, I know, the keywords for the 11th house, but that is where we dream big in the ninth. Just see what's going on there. In the fourth to the 10th house is career and home. To put it simply, it's also mother and father. Issues like that. Your personal home, your career home. Like, see how that's resonating. In the fifth house, it's my romance, how I have fun, play, children, to colleagues, associates, and groups that I belong to. Notice one's very personal, one's very public. That's how the chart works. The bottom half is all personal. It's your personal experiences. And the top one, like, you know, religion is a global experience. Other people go there. There's other beliefs in it. Whereas the third house, reading a book, is a personal experience. Okay, so the sixth house, personal, what I do every day, my rituals, my routines, why the hell I wake up every morning, what is my purpose, and how's my health, to the 12th house, my connection to the collective consciousness. Okay, like my inner meditation world, my inner dream world, my inner thoughts, my unconscious, my subconscious. So see how those relate. See if you can pull that together with this, the onset of this full moon. I want you to remember that this is the part of a series of events that are going on, because in those houses that I just described, Jupiter and Uranus are also united. That point is very powerful. And so if you started a business, if you're going to start a business, this is a great time to do it. Whatever you're going to initiate, this is a great time to do it. Now, the Magi, being as tabloid-esque as they are, in the book A Love and Money, if you look it up, they'll say, if you have an affair under this, it will be amazing, but everyone will know about it. They crack me up. Oh, they're so funny. But, you know, maybe there's truth to it. I don't know. Okay, I've never looked at it. I mean, the conjunction doesn't happen enough for me to figure that one out. Okay, I'm checking on you guys one more time, and then we're gonna bring the show to a close. I want to get a postcard out for the flash sale. Okay. Yeah, there is something so strange about how I'm seeing this organized. And it looks like you guys, some of you are writing in the long column that's in the room, quote unquote, and it looks like some of you are writing under it. And so anyway, I see Joan. Joan, if I missed you, I'm sorry. I'm just seeing this. Born under a stationing Mercury Scorpio. I get so much done in a few days. I love it. Oh my God. So see, she was born when that Mercury stationed. I love that you know that about yourself. And so when it now comes back to you, you're going to get, I love that. So she's saying it's a time to get a lot done, because Mercury's like, okay, it's not moving forward. It's not doing anything. Let's just catch up. So that's really great. All right, I think, oh, wait a minute, there's Judy Taylor Foss. Yeah, Judy, hi. I made it. I'm glad you're here, by the way. Thank you for coming. Scorpio in the second. So again, we're going to put the moon in the second. So let's look in terms of like how you feel about finances, taking a deeper look about the connection to your finances and your value, how you value yourself. You know, when I'm feeling good, I feel rich. I don't care. Give me a drug like dopamine. Fill me up. I'm high. I'm happy. I am rich. I feel rich. I'll buy anything. Depress me, no dopamine happening inside of me. I'm impoverished, no matter how much money my bank is. That's second house. Okay. Thanks, Joan. That's so sweet. Okay, let's see here. Hi, Maureen. Welcome. Okay, you guys, I'm a little confused about what's happening on Facebook, because like I said, I might miss some of you because I'm seeing good mornings as I'm scrolling down outside of the normal chat room. So, if I missed you, I am really sorry about that, but I always love seeing you. You know that. So I'm sending a postcard out for a flash sale. We're going to seriously reduce prices on getting psychic readings over at onetolisten.com. I hope you'll tell friends about onetolisten.com. We're coming back as a group. I'm feeling a real connection. We're growing. There's so many good people. There's a lot of celebrities that call. I have to do this because I get proud of it. I'm not allowed to tell you who, but a lot of big celebrities call the site. I just want you to know that. And my staff will tell me, like, oh my God. And so it's kind of fun, and I want to protect them from doing that, but more than five, and big ones, big names. And it's kind of fun. A couple of big name politicians call. Isn't that kind of crazy? It's fun. So they're good at what they do at 1-2-Listen. And I'd love you to give them a try. You get 5 minutes free if you sign up at 1-2-Listen.com. That is our source of income. That's their source of income. And we do the best we can to keep it personal, real, and I'm the owner. It's not a corporation. I'm not a corporation. I'm big. I was going to say I'm fat, but I don't want to see political correctness. I just, whatever. Okay, you guys, look, I love you. I appreciate you. I love being with you every Monday morning. I can't believe you take the time to come and be with me. But you do. So it makes me so happy to be a part of that and to feel that you're with me. Okay. If there's anything else, I'm trying to hit refresh. I'm signing off about 5 minutes early. So if there's anything else that you guys wanted, I'm hitting refresh one more time just to make sure. But I do wish you the best. Happy, happy full moon to you. It's a lovely full moon. It's going to be, I think, even better. Judy says, Venus in the second, gratitude is a biggie these days too. Oh, C.A. Brooks, great show, Mark. Wonderful start the week with info and a laugh. She's so fun. Thanks, C.A. Big hugs to you. Don't miss her write-up, especially today's, over at markhusson.com or Mark's Power Peak. It's a treat. C.A., you do such good work. I really appreciate you so much. And, you guys, thank you. Please remember the gratitude board at 12listen.com. There's something in there for you just to be grateful for. And you don't have to put your name, I promise. It's 12listen.com. Left-hand side under the advisors is a little tiny box we created years and years ago. I even trademarked it because I was so excited about it. And then, you know, you learn reality. Nobody cares as much as you do about whatever it is you're creating. So, but I still love it with all my heart. And it's a place where you can type in what you're grateful for, even if you make it up. You can make up gratitude, right? I'm grateful for the $1 million lottery I just won. You can put that down just to bring the gratitude energy closer to you. It's valid. It works. Not that you're going to win the lottery, but the feeling, the energy of gratitude is what we're after. Right? We're after that little piece of light because that's what we're going to use to spread throughout our body, to radiate out our brains, to share with other people that we meet in the world. Okay? All right. Go be grateful for something at 12listen.com on the bottom. And if you choose to call an advisor, sign up right there at 12listen.com and you'll get 5 minutes free. But then look for the postcard. Hurry up and get on the mailing list. Look for the postcard. That's going to be a flash sale. It's going to be very short. But we're gonna play with you. All right, you guys. Thank you for coming with me. You know, I appreciate you with all my heart. Have a beautiful full moon. Let's talk again in a week.